Today is June the 5th, 1998, and I am Jean Stocking. I am with Elizabeth Muller Myland, better known as Betty, at the Drake Terrace in San Rafael. Where and when were you born?
Oh, I was born in San Francisco, but bought right over 1912.
In August?
August 30th, 1912.
How and when did your family come to Mill Valley?
I think my folks came in 1905. But they rented a little house up on Gray on Hillside.
And then they bought a lot?
And then they built on Buena Vista and Oakdale, you know, two street frontages.
And what were your parents' names?
William Muller. No middle name.
And your mother?
And my mother was Elizabeth Haste Muller.
And I believe you had one brother,
That's
Bill.
Right. And that was William, now he was Haste, William Haste Muller.
I remember you telling me that your folks bought the lot between Oakdale and Buena Vista, and they came over picnicking.
That's right. And then they built a little summer home on it.
On the upper part of the property?
Lot, yeah.
So that they would have a view of San Francisco.
That's exactly right.
Tell us a little bit about what your mother and father did at the Panama Pacific Exposition.
Funny. They were at 1915 Exposition. My father had a regular job in the insurance business, but he would help my mother at night. And then my mother worked there all the time during the fair, and they sold Penkala pencils, which were made in Yugoslavia. And they did quite well and enjoyed it a lot. And we lived in San Francisco during that time, and I was taken care of by a nursemaid.
I believe you said that Penkala were the first pencils, automatic pencils,
That's
or Eversharp
right.
pencils in the United States.
That's right.
Who were some of your neighbors when you lived on Oakdale?
Oh, Mrs. Loudon, of course.
And then
Mrs. Helmore, and some of those.
What about the Seymours?
Oh, the Seymours, oh yeah.
And the
Helmores.
And the McConnells.
And the McConnells.
And my mother.
Oh, and Mrs. Roseger was my good friend when I was a little girl even. Lillian Roseger.
Right. What was Mill Valley like when you were a little girl?
It's so different. The streets weren't paved very well, and one thing I always remember is I used to like to play in the mud puddles. It was just really rugged.
And do you recall any particular events or celebrations at that time?
Well, Mrs. Loudon, she used to take us up on May Day, May 1st, up to Kentfield. And we went to the May Day. We used to dance in the maypole.
That was quite an event, wasn't
it?
Oh,
yes.
I believe schools from all over the county
That's
attended
right.
that.
Right.
And how did you get up there?
We went on the train.
Okay. What Mill Valley schools did you attend?
Well, I went to Old Mill, I went to Park, I went to Summit, I went to Ed McGuire.
And what teachers stand out?
Oh my gosh, I had lots of them. Belle Abraham in particular.
She was quite a lady, wasn't she?
Oh, wonderful lady.
That's right. And who were some of your classmates?
Oh my goodness, let's see. I had, the Loudon girls, and Eleanor Loudon, and I don't know, just so many of them, I can't think right now of any in particular.
What did you do for fun after school?
In those days, we used to go to the store on the way home and get candy. We'd manage to do that, and then we'd all eat candy, and we'd just walk home. Nothing special.
What was Town Pines High School like when you went there?
Oh, I just thought it was the best school in the world. Mr. Wood was always out there, and E.E. Wood, and looking out for us. And we went on the people from up the country all went on the special, which was a train that came down to meet us. And then we came on the train from Mill Valley. That's if we could get it on time. Otherwise, we walked. And we wore heavy serge uniforms, and we were perspiring all the time. It was quite something.
Who was your special friend at high school?
Eleanor Loudon and Mary McCurdy and Aida DeVerb.
Mary McCurdy later became the Dean of Women at Talmadge High School.
And in fact, she got a job because she just took a temporary job, and by that method she got in the next year because a man died. Then she took.
And where did you go on for your higher education?
I went to, I ended up at the University of California. But before that, I just tried different things.
And you went to College of Marin?
I went to College of Marin for a year.
And you got your teaching credential from where?
From Berkeley.
Okay.
From UC.
And where was your first teaching job?
In Mill Valley at Homestead School.
And who were some of the teachers and administrators during that time?
Oh, Mr. Huffman was the administrator, and I had so many good teachers that were friends of mine.
I believe it.
Paul Hildebrand was one of my favorites.
And you substituted for her one year when she was ill, didn't you?
That's how I got in.
In fact, when you did that, you taught me.
Yeah, that's right.
And then later, you taught our children.
That's right. It was time to quit.
Did you have any outstanding students?
Oh, yes. You, for one. No, really.
Good. And what schools did you teach in when you were...
Well, I taught in Old Mill, Park, Edna McGuire, and Homestead. I guess those are the main ones there.
And what grades did you teach?
Well, I started out with fourth. I taught fourth grade, then I taught fifth, and then I taught seventh, and that's the grades there.
I can remember children telling about the wonderful trip they had to Old Mill Park. They were studying California history?
That's right, and they had the Old Mill over there, and so I colored a lot of rocks gold and in the creek, and then we even got a write-up in the paper in the Independent, and then one of the parents made a gold cradle, and so we went down and panned gold, and they took pictures, Independent took pictures, and we had more fun. And as a result, kids can't remember anything, but I remember when we had the gold cradle.
Was Marion Scotto your school secretary at that time?
No, she was she was toward the end when I taught, but Marion was way toward the end.
Do you have any other interesting tales about teaching school?
Well, lots of them, but I can't think of anything in particular.
What do you recall about the Mountain Railroad?
Oh, that's something else again. Eleanor Loudon's and Joni Loudon's grandfather was the superintendent at that time. And so we'd get to go up in the summer free. And we'd go up on the railroad and then go down to Muir Woods on the gravity car. And we'd play down there all day. And then they'd pick us up when they brought the gravity cars back up toward the end of the day.
Do you remember his name?
Yeah, Thomas.
William Thomas.
Yes, right.
I understand he was a brilliant mechanical mind.
Oh, yeah, he was a great, Mrs. Loudon's father.
And do you remember the big fire in 1929?
Oh, July 29th. We didn't get hit, but my aunt did. No, Aunt Lou.
And where did she live?
She lived over there on...
West Blythe?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took all our furniture out and brought it over to our house, and the embers, the red embers just covered our place. I thought we were going to get on fire for sure.
Do you have any particular shops or stores that stand out in your memory?
Pritchard, because I liked the daughter. And we went out together a lot.
And that was a dry goods store?
Yeah, Lynn Pritchard and his sister...
Florence?
Florence, yeah. Right.
Okay. What other stores? Where did your mother buy her groceries?
Oh. Yeah.
Pacific Market?
No.
No?
That doesn't sound right. Right down there, you know, the market's still there today.
Suey Keys?
Oh, she bought some from Suey Keys.
And Mill Valley Market?
And the Mill Valley Market. They called it something else in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go and charge candy and stuff on our way home and then treat everybody. Finally, that got taken care of, so I couldn't do that.
What was downtown Mill Valley like when you were growing up?
Oh, it was more fun. It was a nice place.
It had the train depot?
Oh, yeah.
And then it had the Mountain Railroad Depot?
All those things.
And what about Linton Square?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pritchard had a store there,
right,
a dry goods store.
Right near the Linton Square.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We said you had a brother, Bill.
Yeah.
And brother Bill was married?
He was married to Ruth Ziegler.
And did they have any children?
Oh, yeah, they had one girl. She lives there today in Mill Valley.
And her name?
Yeah, her name is Susie.
And her married name?
Basho, B-A-S-H-O, Basho.
Okay. What is your husband's name?
Harvey Mylands, M-I-E-L-E-N-Z, Mylands.
When were you married?
Oh, I was married in... Oh gosh, when was I married, Jean? You were
well,
there.
Well, it's a long time ago. It's over 55 years.
Yeah, and that's
mm-hmm. What are the names?
It'll be 56 years.
Okay, 56. What are the names of your daughter and your grandchildren?
Oh, Carol. Carol Edmiston is her married name. And
then she had two children?
Two children. She had a boy who's now married already, and Robert, and a girl, Lisa.
And Robert lives in Sacramento.
That's right.
And what does he do for a living?
I don't know. Some, you know, they're just filling jobs, but he graduated from the college down there.
Okay. Sacramento State.
So the girl.
Okay. And then Lisa?
Lisa, she's getting her teaching credentials. She'll have it in about another week.
And where did she graduate from?
Oh, she graduated from San Diego. University of California, San Diego.
And she's getting her teaching credentials.
And now she's getting a teaching credential. She didn't know what she wanted to do at first, so.
And I believe Carol is a teacher.
And she is a teacher now in Terralinda. High school there.
And she's in charge of the computer department and the math department.
Oh, boy.
Looks like you're going to have three generations of teachers.
Yes, we had more because I had my dad's family were teachers in Germany.
Okay. And what year did you leave Mill Valley?
You mean to come up to Terralinda?
Yeah.
Or to go to school?
No, to come up to Terralinda.
Well, that was 30 years ago.
30 years ago. And you moved into Terralinda area.
Yeah, Terral.
Are there any other facts you would like to tell us about Mill Valley and growing up in Mill Valley?
See, I remember the fire. I remember a lot of things.
What about the floods and things like that?
Well, I mean, we heard about them and we saw them, but I don't remember too many floods in Mill Valley.
Well, you were up in the hills, so it wouldn't affect you.
You mean the lower part.
Mm-hmm. Going back to your childhood, did you belong to any girlhood organizations?
Oh, no. She didn't record that.
Okay. What girlhood organizations did you belong to? I believe you said you belonged to the Campfire Girls. And Mrs. Hedwig's boy leader was your leader.
Yeah.
And then, did you belong to any kind of a sorority at Cal?
Yes, Beta Phi Alpha.
Okay.
Anyone?
And then you, when you became a teacher, you became active in the Marin County Teachers Association.
That's right.
And were you have an officer in there?
No, I was president of our group. And
the Mill Valley Teachers Association.
Then I was represented that way.
Now you spoke about Mary McCurdy Baker.
Can you tell us a little bit about her father? He was Mill Valley Police Chief, wasn't he? And where did they live?
Oh, they lived in Homestead up in the hills there.
And they had a beautiful sort of a ranch up there,
they
didn't they?
They did.
Mm-hmm. And another one of your friends was Aida DeVerb Burke.
That's right.
And Aida was also a teacher.
Also.
And where did she live?
She lived in Larkspur.
And she passed away recently, is that right?
I think it would be nice to mention her.
Yes. You were also the Outdoor Art Club president.
That's right.
So you've been busy in a lot of organizations.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Teachers Association, I was president.
I believe you had something to do with naming Edna McGuire School.
I was the one that was president at the time, and we were at a dinner, and I got to tell her that she was to be named the president, and she said, she was still alive, you know, and she said, oh, she said, I'm still alive and I got a school named after me. That was her remark.
Who were the Helmores that you mentioned?
Oh, they lived on Hillside.
And Oakdale.
Oakdale, I mean. And he was a judge, Judge Helmore, in Sausalito.
I believe his first name was Paul.
That's right.
And his wife was Ada.
Oh, yeah.
And about the Seymours?
Oh, the Seymours lived next to the Helmores on Hillside. And
on Oakdale.
Oakdale. On Oakdale, I keep thinking about Hillside.
And it was Kent Seymour.
That's right.
And
the father.
And his wife,
and then,
Minnie.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good friends to me.
And then there were the McConnells. They were in the house next to the...
That's right. Next to the Seymours.
And right. They, yeah. Right. And down the block on the corner of Hill Street and Oakdale were the Pimlots.
Pimlots, that's right.
Okay. And it was George and Nellie.
Oh, I didn't know the older ones. I just knew
uh-huh.
George.
And the younger George was the electrician on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
And Provines, when I heard all this about the history of the mountain, the railroad, he was a great friend of my brother's, Bill Provines. And to think he's older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Still going strong.
I should have asked you about your father. Where did he come from?
He came from Germany, but he came over when he was 12 years old.
And
they lived in Portland. His mother was a widow, and they lived in Portland. And then he came down to San Francisco to see what he could do, you know, when he grew up, to get a job. And he got in the insurance business and Commercial Union, and he became Secretary Treasurer of the Commercial Union. William Muller, Sr.
And your mother, where did she grow up?
She grew up in San Francisco, and she was one of the DeYoungs, of the DeYoung family.
But this was
Sarah Elizabeth.
Okay. And your grandfather was Haste, is that
That's
correct?
Right.
And wasn't he very active in the Bay Area? In the East Bay?
I think you're thinking of a newspaper man.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. That was the DeYoung, part of the DeYoung.
Okay.
He was
you like, spoke about Albert and Florence Loudon.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about their home?
Oh, it was always open to the kids. She was a real mother to all the neighborhood kids. We'd go there and have candy pulls, and she'd take us out on Halloween, and it was just the place we wanted to be.
I believe at one time your mother had a business venture in Mill Valley.
Yeah, she had the Marigold gift shop
and
with this other lady.
With Marion Lewis?
Yeah.
We talked about that on our walk into history this year.
Oh, we did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They had this little dress shop, and they did quite well.
I think it was a much-needed enterprise.
At that time, yeah. And I had fun because they took me to the wholesale house. My mother let me buy what I wanted. I was a teenager then.
Tell me a little bit about your telephone when you were living at home with your mother and dad.
Oh, that was 336 was the number. And we had to get the operator. We got the operator in order to get, and it was nice because we didn't have to worry about all that other numbers and things.
And she would say, number please?
Yes.
And then she would connect you.
That's right. You had that too, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We forgot to mention that you were a member of the Honor Tea Society at the high school.
Oh, that was big stuff in Tamalpais High School. And I was Honor Tea member right through, and that meant that you maintained certain grades. I can't remember what they are now.
And who was the teacher that was in charge of the group? Was that Margaret Woodruff?
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Woodruff.
And then when she left the group, then your dear friend, Mary McCurdy,
Mary McCurdy
Baker. Tell me a little about the mountain play.
Well, my husband, Harvey Milans, was in charge of ticket sales, right, for many years at the mountain. And we had wonderful times going up there and selling tickets. And then the tickets didn't run more than, what, $5? I know they're much more today. And we just had a wonderful time. And then we had eats up there, and we got to be with all these people that we knew.
People parked their cars in Rock Springs, didn't
they?
That's
right. And
our
main place where we sold tickets was right at the entrance. I don't know what you call that. Right at the entrance to the mountain bike. It was a lot of fun.
It only ran on one Sunday, didn't
it? Only one Sunday.
It wasn't like today.
No.
And if I recall right, we used to go up early in the morning and have breakfast.
You came too.
At Rock Springs.
That's right.
And then the Mountain Play Association provided all its workers with lunch.
That's right. You were one of them.
Do you remember any of the plays that you saw?
Oh, God.
Girl of the Golden West?
There were so many. One was an Indian, you remember that?
Tamalpa.
Tamalpa, that's what I was talking
The
about.
Legend of Mount Tamalpais. I believe your husband was interested in athletics.
He was, and he ran the Dipsy race four different times. He came in seventh once, and Charles Harvey Milan, and Harvey we always called him. And we loved that. He always talked about, and he was in there. Historic book. There's a book
on the Dipsy.
On the Dipsy, and he's in that.
Now, what did Harvey do for a living?
When I first met him, he was with the Express, American Express, and selling money orders all over. And then later he
went to Union Pacific?
That's right. I was trying to think if there's anything in between. And
then he became a travel agent.
That's right. Well, after 30 years with Union Pacific, he retired from that, and then he and another man started in the Fairmont Hotel, this travel bureau, and he did that for 12 years after retiring, and he loved that, and then that gave us a lot of opportunities to go all over the world.
I can remember that Harvey raised beautiful roses in your garden in Terra Linda.
Oh, yes, that was his joy and his love. I think there's still some of them there.
Do you remember any other events that you'd like to tell us about?
I've been trying to think about something, and somebody else will get you started.
What about any parades or things like that in Mill Valley?
Oh, my little daughter, of course, as we went along, was in. Lisa Carroll was in a lot of parades for the high school,
And she was a drum majorette?
She was a little girl, mascot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then when she went to high school, didn't she become a...
That's what she was there, Matt. Yeah, and then she became a majorette, and she was the top one then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, where did she go to school?
Oh, she went to TAM.
Mm-hmm. And what college did she go to?
Well, she went to San Francisco State, and then she hadn't finished there, so she was married, and then she went to...
Down in New Mexico.
New Mexico State.
Okay.
She got her credential down there.
And then she came back to live in Marin County.
That's right, and she started teaching. Mm-hmm. She taught at Tamalpais High School, and then she's teaching at Terra Linda. chairman.
Going back to your father, I believe he was very active in Mill Valley civic affairs.
Yeah.
Was he on the planning commission?
That's right. He was on it for 2 years or 3 years, something like that.
Okay, your father was also active in the Masonic Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that he got his, what?
50-year pin, years before.
And then your brother was a Mason?
No, he never was.
What about
yes.
I think your brother was a Mason, yes. Because I think that...
I know I wasn't.
You weren't thinking, okay. And then,
no, I'm not too proud of it.
And then I think that your neighbors, the Seymours, were very active in the Masonic organizations.
Yes.
And at one time you belonged to Eastern Star.
For years.
Mm-hmm. And then when you moved up here, it became too difficult to drive down there at night.
That's right. So I gave that up.
And I'll say that again.
I just parked for Arkham this year because it's just been too hard to get there. But I'm almost, I think, a 40-year member.
You're very happy here at the
I like it. It's
Drake
very
Terrace.
Nice that you have to be away from home.
Before you moved up here to San Rafael, I believe you continued to live in the same area.
That's right.
You lived in a little house on Buena Vista, a little white house with blue trim.
Yeah.
And that was across the street from where you grew up.
That was 80 Buena Vista.
That was 80 Buena Vista. And your family home was 75 Buena Vista.
That's right.
And then you lived for many years in 71 Buena Vista.
That's right.
And that was the home that originally belonged to the
Gilbride.
And I think you told us for one of the walks into history that he was in the lumber business.
That's right. He built it, and it was built well.
And you said that all the uprights were of redwood.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do you remember the Sachs family that lived across the street from
Ramona
you?
Oh, yeah, Ramona and Juanita.
Cherisita.
Yeah.
And they were a very musical family.
Yeah, and very Spanish. And
and then also across the street from you was the Ezekiel family.
Oh, yeah. I
believe you also had neighbors by the name of Sidney and Stella Rhodes. They came in about the 1930s. And they had two children?
They had Peggy, and the boy's name was?
Peter.
Peter, yeah. Peggy and Peter. And they grew up in Mill Valley, and they actually were English background, but Peggy was raised completely here. Her brother had been raised partly in England, and they were a great couple. She was a lot younger than he, and it was a lot of fun. Enjoyed Peggy a lot.
And I believe that Mr. Rhodes was export manager for Hills Brothers Coffee.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. His son Peter?
Yeah, has the import business.
Peter's wife Jean was one of our guides at our historical walk this year.
Wow.
She did an excellent job.
So.
Unless you can think of anything else to tell us, we thank you for your time, and we wish you well here at your Drake Terrace. And if you think of anything in the future, just let me know.
Oh, wonderful.